Oh, that was Jason Gray and I Will Rise Again. Yeah. Have you ever wondered what Jesus and mud have to do with one another? Well, maybe not. Unless you're reading the story in the Bible, didn't he put mud on a gentleman's eyes that was blind and healed him? But Ray Howell from Kicking Bear is here to tell us what Jesus and mud have to do with each other. Ray, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I mean, that's quite a thought. You know, we're going to put a little mud on people and see what the Lord does. That's the truth of it. I mean, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, Ray called me up this morning and said, hey, I want to talk about mud. Mud and Jesus. I said, well, okay, Ray, let's do it. Yeah. So you are having your Mud Fest coming up June 28th. And how much fun is that going to be?
We are going to tear it up just like anything that has got to do with Kicking Bear. We're going to have fun. We're going to have water slides, and we're going to have two mud pits. We're going to have tug of wars. We're actually going to find out who is the biggest redneck team there is and have a trophy for them. And as far as individuals, too, we're going to find out who the redneck of rednecks is and have an individual trophy for them. We're going to have a watermelon eating contest and probably some eye pie eating contest. And we're going to be doing things with bows, arrows, and tomahawks and all kinds of games. So. And then there's going to be a giant water slide.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you what's kind of fun is the older you get going down a water slide, you can't believe how you feel the next couple days because you turn into a kid, you don't really care, and then the next couple days you pay for it.
It does happen, doesn't it?
Yeah, we'll slide right into the mud. It'll be fun, absolutely fun.
So this is coming up on Wednesday.
Yes.
The 28th, and that's going to be at Bethany Church in La Crosse. Who is this for?
It's for everyone. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're a kid that's 65. Come on. So it'll be for adults and kids both. We actually got two mud pits, one for the smaller kids and one for the bigger kids. And we are going to have hamburgers and hot dogs. All the food is provided. So anybody that comes, just come and tear it up to have fun, and we'll have plenty of food there so you can keep your energy up so you can keep having more fun.
I mean, who doesn't love to play in the mud, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And if it's been so long that you don't remember playing in the mud, then it's probably high time you get out there and play in the mud, right?
Absolutely. What's kind of cool about this is even if it's raining out, you might as well come because you're going to get soaked anyway.
That's exactly right. It'll just rinse you off, huh?
That's right.
So what time is that going to be on Wednesday?
It'll start at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And it's supposed to go from 4 till 8, but I can tell you right now, depending on what time the games get done, which might be 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, it's kind of fun with Kicking Bear. You know, we start a big old bonfire, and you just never know. You know what I mean? The games just keep going because – you know, when you get out into God's creation and fellowshipping with others and having fun with them, I mean, you don't need the cell phones. You don't need any other distractions. You're just here having a blast. And what's it really all about?
Mm.
Jesus. It's just awesome.
Yeah. And I would suggest for this event leaving your cell phones in your car because they might get lost in the mud, right?
Well, that's a true story. I normally put mine in a plastic bag because always some kid is instigating trouble with a squirt bottle.
I don't know why they would pick on you, Ray. I just have absolutely no idea.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You're the biggest kid out there of all, right?
Yeah. God's blessed me with having some fun. I can tell you that. And what's really cool, though, is witnessing what he does in changing hearts.
Yeah.
And, you know, with all the events that we do throughout the nation with Kicking Bear, you know, to be able to present the gospel and to share what true joy is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been amazing. And to witness what God does, I mean, just to stand there at awe, I'll tell you many times, many, many times, standing there with tears coming down my cheeks, just witnessing changed hearts. It's amazing. So.
And I know that's what is behind everything that you do. You know, you have a lot of fun out there, but when it comes down to it, it's all about Jesus and sharing that with the people who come.
Amen.
Mm. So again, the Mud Fest, I'm going to have to check this out. I mean, I've been wanting to get on one of your marshmallow battles that you have, but this sounds like a whole lot of fun too. The Mudfest coming up on Wednesday the 28th from 4 until whenever at Bethany Church in La Crosse. And you can find all of those details on our calendar. That's on our mobile app or on the website at praisenetwork.com. Sounds like a lot of fun. Open for everyone, all different ages, and I guarantee you will have a blast. Thank you, Ray, for stopping down and sharing about Jesus and mud. So we've learned something today that, yes, you can minister with mud.
Well, you may have just instigated the first mud marshmallow fight. You probably didn't know you did that, but I think there might be something starting.
Muddy marshmallows, awesome. I don't know.
Yeah, they might be a little crunchy.
Yeah, they might be. Thank you again, Ray, for all you do. Ray is the the servant leader. How do you say that? I know you have a special title for yourself.
Well, founding servant of Kicking Bear, but I was called to this ministry, and to be a disciple that's called to make disciples, what a calling.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage anyone out there that has been touched by the Lord to just walk away from it all and follow Christ, because you have no idea the journey that he will put you on, and the joy in seeing victory in Christ instead of seeing what the enemy does on the streets and all the things that go on with sickness and stuff. I mean, it's just, you know, his promise mm-hmm. is so awesome. And yeah. I'm looking forward to going home and seeing the promise come true, but I have a lot of work to do while I'm here. So if you see me, I'll probably be throwing a marshmallow at you, or a water balloon or something else.
But or mud.
Yeah, mud.
Oh, again, thank you, Ray. Ray Howell, the founding servant of Kicking Bear Ministries. And again, you can find out more about the Mud Fest coming up Wednesday the 28th, starting at 4 p.m. at Bethany Church in La Crosse. All those details and directions on our calendar, on the mobile app, and on the website at praisenetwork.com. Next time I see you, I'm getting you with mud, Ray.
Okay, sis.